Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Wednesday, Mick Kerr visited with Rob LaRue, the new National Farmers Union president. Topic of conversation, the renewable fuel standard and its legal issues.
Well, the news of the day, of course, is the Department of Justice did not file their appeal with the 10th Circuit Court before the court deadline of yesterday. I know there are a lot of people that walk away from some major legal problems on technicalities, but are there any technicalities that you see looming in the dark horizon, or is this a win for the National Farmers Union, the American Coalition for Ethanol, and the ethanol industry and farmers?
I think this is definitely a win. And the court's decision, first of all, was a really, you know, positive signal, obviously, that to EPA that they need to change the way that they're handling these waivers. And this decision by EPA and the administration to not ask for a rehearing, I think, is, again, another positive step. We certainly hope that we'll continue to see these positive steps. Sometimes we get a little confused, right, with this administration. We hear positive things about ethanol from the president, but then EPA takes things a different direction. With this decision today, we hope that this is going to be a trend where we will now see EPA apply this decision kind of nationally with all their decisions with the waiver program. So we definitely see this as a positive step.
There is still a few, and 4 billion to be exact, gallons missing from what Congress had intended, the law, the renewable fuel standard. And I know part of your plea at this point with the Environmental Protection Agency is get those gallons back into the U.S. fuel supply.
You know, we just, that kind of loss of demand on top of the trade struggles and everything else out there has just put a huge damper on the market. Now, we have additional pressures right now, but we wouldn't be quite in the situation that we're in, you know, had those gallons been allocated and we would have been able to use them. That demand could have been really helpful to corn growers out there and to ethanol plants and to rural communities. So we will be continuing to not only make sure the EPA is applying again this decision kind of nationally, but as we get into spring and EPA begins to put together their rule for next year's volume obligations, that it will take into effect those lost gallons there that you just referenced. That's going to be critically important to keeping these plants operational, keeping the demand for corn as strong as possible. And again, this is something that helps rural communities everywhere.
Rob, this is, it's not business as usual anywhere, especially in the federal government right now, but does this signal a new era at the Environmental Protection Agency? Are they going to start obeying the renewable fuel standard law?
Yeah, well, we are very hopeful with that. But once again, much like we did with the courts here with this decision and so forth, if we see EPA heading down a different direction, continuing to not follow the letter of the law and the way that they should, and not keep a strong RFS, then we will be there to make sure that they do. So, again, it's a step in the right direction. We see this as positive, but we're going to be there. If it needs to be back in the courts again, we will do it. But, you know, farmers are urging them to stick with it.
Again, that was Rob LaRue, the new National Farmers Union president. This is Inside Agriculture.